This is Focus West Michigan for Monday, December 15, 2025. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel today released a 300-page report detailing allegations of sexual abuse against both adults and children by clergy in the Diocese of Grand Rapids since 1950. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
Of the 51 priests accused, 37 have died, and none of the remaining 14 are active in ministry within the diocese, either retired or no longer involved. Statewide, 11 cases of abuse by priests have been charged criminally, none from the Diocese of Grand Rapids. Attorney General Dana Nessel explains that cases could not be charged due to the statute of limitations, victims declining litigation, unproven claims, or accused priests that had died. Nessel emphasized the report was released to publicly share the department's findings and acknowledge the stories of abuse from victims.
Criminal prosecutions are just one accountability metric. By ensuring each victim is heard, regardless of how long ago their assault may have been, is important in acknowledging their pain.
Bishop David Wolkowiak spoke for the diocese. He emphasized 25 years of investigative cooperation, the implementation of policies and training to prevent sexual abuse, and an ongoing commitment to support survivors in their healing.
First and foremost, I offer my deepest and most sincere apologies to the victim survivors of clerical abuse. I'm sorry that a church leader in whom you placed your trust misused his power and abused you.
The Diocese of Grand Rapids covers 79 parishes and 31 schools in 11 counties in West Michigan. I'm Dee Morrison.
A Michigan-developed child care model is receiving widespread attention. WGVU's David Limbaugh tells us about a West Michigan congresswoman introducing bipartisan legislation to lower child care costs nationwide.
The TriShare child care program is simple math. Parents who are facing sometimes $30,000, $35,000 in the cost of child care for two or more kids, they get to look at splitting that cost by a third. The parent or caregiver pays a third, their employer pays a third, and the state or federal government pays a third.
Grand Rapids Democrat U.S. Representative Hillary Skolten is introducing a bipartisan bill that would take the TriShare program national. Michigan pioneered a pilot version 2 years ago, and it's now available in over a dozen other states. Senior VP of Strategic Initiatives at Grand Rapids Chamber, Andy Johnston.
Child care issues result in an estimated $2.8 billion loss annually for Michigan's economy. 52% of parents need to make a significant adjustment to their school or work training due to child care issues.
Rolled out with bipartisan support in other states, Skolten believes will lead to the bill's passage.
We hope leadership takes note, recognizes what a godsend this would be to the American people, and puts it on the floor sooner rather than later.
I'm David Limbaugh.
Grand Rapids advocacy group A Just GR focuses on justice reform and equity. Public input is their next step in framing an action plan. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports on what they're finding.
A Just GR has four work groups that spent the summer collecting data from area agencies on crisis management, law enforcement, neighborhood conditions, and community assets. But Chairperson Reverend Paris McMurray says numbers don't tell the full story.
We now are at a space where we want to present some of the findings and then say to community, okay, what information might be missing? Most importantly, what shared experiences or life lived experiences are missing from the numbers.
McMurray says the group's review revealed an over-reliance on jail space.
The number of people that have been placed into jail but then released in less than 24 or 48 hours. And it's those numbers that are quite alarming to us. Could those dollars be reallocated to properly address what might be happening?
Another topic of discussion is the prevalence of domestic violence.
Across genders and across even relationships, romantic relationships, those could be parent, guardian, and child relationships.
Based upon data and from personal experiences, A Just GR will develop a set of priorities and actions to address issues in the community. I'm Dee Morrison.
Coming up soon, WGVU Shelley Irwin talks to the president of Davenport University about their new wellness center, but first, news from around the state. Michigan's House Appropriations Committee chair is defending the choice to cancel nearly $650 million in unspent money from the last state budget. Colin Jackson has more.
The money would have carried forward to support various causes like the arts, business attraction, and cash payments for new mothers in low-income areas. Though the law lets either the House or Senate Appropriations Committees cancel out that project funding on their own, it's almost never happened. Speaking on WKAR's Off the Record, Republican House Appropriations Chair Ann Bolin says it's oversight to review old projects and block ones deemed wasteful.
Just because it's never done before, doesn't mean it's not our responsibility to do that.
Democrats and funding recipients are furious, saying the money had already been promised and was for good causes. Some of the spending items could be restored down the line. I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.
The Republican-led State House adopted a bill last week to forbid implicit bias training as a part of licensing requirements for healthcare professionals. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The measure would also repeal existing bias training rules for state-licensed and registered health workers. Republican Representative Matt Maddock is the bill's sponsor. He says bias training is not about improving health care.
The content of these programs is divisive, Marxist mental poison.
Democratic Representative Christian Grant says bias training is common in professional development and helps health workers make good decisions, often in crisis situations.
This is not cutting red tape. This is cutting safeguards. This is removing essential education from the people we trust with our lives.
The bill was adopted on a party line vote and now goes to the state Senate, which is controlled by Democrats. I'm Rick Pluta.
The Michigan Department of Natural Resources is funding 15 local projects with money from recreation passport fees. Recreation passports are passes that give people access to parks across the state for a year. Clay Summers manages grants for the DNR. He says the department goes through a careful selection process to find projects that are the best fit. He says the grant program helps drive local economies.
That investment in our public parks, public lands, creates places where people want to live, work, and play.
The projects include boating area improvements in Barry County, trail developments in Clinton County, and park accessibility improvements in St. Clair County. Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit wgvunews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. Davenport University has dedicated a wellness center aimed at tackling depression and anxiety among college students. WGVU's Shelley Irwin talked to President Rick Pappas about the center and more.
All right, we start strong. Dr. Rick Pappas with us on behalf of Davenport University. We're all in this university world together. I'm so glad you're here to talk about a wellness center that welcomes your students and more. How are you ready to finish off the year with a bang?
Absolutely. You know, we're excited. And this is a mental health wellness center that Keith and Kathy Klingenberg, he's an alum, he's a business leader and a philanthropist. And, you know, 37% of all college students express in a national survey some mental health issues that they face. And, you know, the pandemic really brought it out. It's always been there. But and so they contributed over $2 million, and created a mental health service. And you know that we've had 7,000 people utilize it. And I tell you, it used to be a stigma, and now it's a person who has strength who says, I need help. And so we're excited about this gift. It's a transformational gift for us and all of our students throughout the state, because we have other campuses can utilize this service virtually. And so
there we are, a big week last week with your ribbon cutting. Yes, the formal Keith and Catherine Klingenberg Wellness Center. Where is it specifically located?
It's right on the main campus. It's walkable, as you know. And so it's really done professionally. And we have counselors who are working there around the clock, and they can get a virtual appointment or walk right in. And for not only our students, but our faculty and staff. And in fact, you know, they helped create two new mental health degrees. It's really cool stuff. So one is a MSN nurse practitioner, psychiatric nursing in the hospitals. And the other is a master's of mental health, where either they could do their own counseling or any company, any place could have a mental health counselor, which is so needed every place. In fact, my daughter, my youngest, is graduating with her master's in that. So she's going to work on my mental health issues, which would be a major task.
Something has to obviously drive that. I'm going
to
help Dad out. I think you're doing fine. But again, it touches us all. Defining wellness center. So this is or is not a gym?
No. The wellness, this is a for medical and mental health. And we do have a wellness program, but it's different. This is, if you're physically or mentally challenged, you know, where you say, oh my gosh, even if you just are struggling for finals, you know, you can go in and talk to somebody. And of course, there's more severe mental health issues going around. And so it's something that was desperately needed. And because of this gift, we were able to accelerate it and do it.
Is this part of, Dr. Pampas, your Elevate campaign that was completed this year?
Yes, and it's not the doctor. It's, you know, you always call me Rick, so okay. I feel better.
Well, you know, I gotta be formal. As I said, customer service. There we are. Yes, I do call you Rick, and I guess I could call you Richard, but I call you a friend. How's that?
That's the best.
Your ribbon cutting also included Kent Riddle, President and CEO of Mary Freebed. Is there a partnership here?
Well, we do have a partnership. We have corporate partnerships throughout the state, but Kent is also a member of our board of trustees and a great guy. And he spoke eloquently about the need for mental health, and he sees it in his rehabilitation hospital, Mary Freebed. So, and we had the board of trustees there. It was just prior to a board meeting, and it was so cold that, and the wind really was wonderful.
That's yeah, the glass
so
half full.
It was a shorter ceremony than we had originally planned.
But it went on, yes.
It went on. It was great.
The ceremony for the new Keith and Catherine Klingenberg Wellness Center on the campus of Davenport University. And I'm glad that, it takes philanthropy to make this happen. Yeah, I guess doing the math, I mean, almost 6 years ago was COVID, and your students that are now well into your university had to go through that in their high school years, right?
They did. And, you know, it was a remarkable time, as I know you remember. And we over-communicate. It was a cool thing. We actually, the pandemic was not a cool thing, but our response to it was. And we actually went totally online in 2 days. And then I was so proud of our employees. I must tell you, people stand up in emergency, and we took care of our students. We operated, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot about, that you don't some people can work from home. That would never have been my posture prior to the pandemic, but it is now, and outcome is the more important thing. So, yeah, and that really told us a lot about, you know, we told people to take walks, get out, and, you know, take a break when you need a break, those kinds of things.
Yes, which, is still needed now. And as you mentioned, since the opening, the center providing more than 7,000 in-person and virtual counseling is available here as well.
Yes, it's and it's great. You know, people are very open about needing help. And like I said earlier, what a strong person who can identify they need help.
Yes. What's up for 2026, Rick Pappas?
Well, I am, you know, as you know, I'm retiring after it'll be 17 years as president of Davenport, but it'll be 37 years as a president at four different institutions. And as soon as they figure me out, I move on to the next place. But I'm moving on to retirement this time. So it's a So I gave the board a year. They're going to be searching for my replacement, and, you know, it's time. But I have to figure out what I'm going to do. I'll join you as a co-host.
Yeah,
once
come
in a while.
On in and put some headphones on, and you choose the guests. There you are. Always welcome to do that. Rewire, as they say.
Yeah.
But take a week off, right? There we are. What do you leave us with? How does the community support the Keith and Catherine Klingenberg Wellness Center, Rick?
Well, I will tell you, the community supports us greatly. We finished a $35 million campaign. And you know what's really cool? This year we hit some milestones. Like, we have a balanced scorecard. You know, we had won the Baldrige State, the only university ever to win the Baldrige State Quality Award. And We actually have improved. When I first got here, we had 60% retention. National, you know, mark you have to put out there. And this year we had 80%. And we also 200% increase in our grad rate. And so what I'm proud of is all of those are people who now have a higher potential to graduate and get a great career. And we just have a great faculty and staff. So very, very fortunate to have been at Davenport.
Yes. Well, you're still there.
I'm still there.
Yeah, so we still got work to do. All right, most likely we'll speak again prior to that. How do I find out more information, please? Best website?
Come to our website, you bet. And, you know, what's really cool about it's davenport.edu, but a lot of good things for people to look at. And so I appreciate you very much and having me on.
Of course. Twist my arm. We'll do it again. All right. You're on the downhill, and yet
I wouldn't say that, but I'm, you know, people will say, this is your last time you're ever going to do this. And I say, well, I'm not dying. I'm actually just retiring.
Good. I think that attitude is good for all of our mental health.
That's right.
It's kind of like, ooh, hashtag what's next. Rick Pappas, thank you. Dr. Richard Pappas, of course, president of Davenport University. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, Shelley.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for December 15, 2025. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.